O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 17. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to For All My Life by Hank Bentley, John Guerra, and Taya Gokroger. A gospel-inspired track, the dynamics and texture of the band and vocals remain laid back during the verses and then build powerfully into the chorus, with its strong reminders to lean on Jesus and relinquish our own desires to control.
When my troubles are a little too heavy, who can I turn to share the weight? When my mind is clouded and cloudy, who can I turn to clear the way? Who can I turn?
Psalm 17. Hear a just cause, O Lord, attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer from lips free of deceit. From your presence let my vindication come. Let your eyes behold the right. You have tried my heart. You have visited me by night. You have tested me, and you will find nothing. I have purposed that my mouth will not transgress. With regard to the works of man, by the word of your lips, I have avoided the ways of the violent. My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to hear me. Hear my words. Wondrously show your steadfast love, O Savior of those who seek refuge from their adversaries at your right hand. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who do me violence, my deadly enemies who surround me. They close their hearts to pity you. With their mouths, they speak arrogantly. They have now surrounded our steps. They have set their eyes to cast us to the ground. He is like a lion eager to tear, as a young lion lurking in ambush. Arise, O Lord, confront him, subdue him. Deliver my soul from the wicked by your sword, from men by your hand, O Lord, from men of the world whose portion is in this life. You fill their womb with treasure. They are satisfied with children, and they leave their abundance to their infants. As for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with your likeness. So I'm a relatively large human, and this has come with some benefits. I can see over people's heads at concerts. I can reach items on high shelves in our kitchen, and I'm not often mistaken for someone else. My size usually differentiates my identity. But there was one time when I was in high school when my mom came home from a church event and started scolding me for supposedly being rude to a girl that I had never met in my life. Well, apparently this girl had been mistreated and told her mom that this tall kid with curly hair who went to my church had been really mean to her at school. Well, soon thereafter, this woman saw me, a tall kid with curly hair, with my mom at church and assumed that I was the culprit. But I was not. The matter was eventually cleared up. The rude boy was a taller kid with curlier hair, and he apologized and everything was satisfactorily resolved. But I remember the feeling of receiving that false accusation. It was awful. I felt violated, and I immediately wanted to justify myself. Have you ever experienced that? Well, in Psalm 17, that is what David is dealing with. He is afflicted by unjust accusations and hostility from his enemies. They're seeking to bring him down with whatever means they have at their disposal. One author writes, "The anxiety, pain, and resentment that arise in the midst of such attacks can feel overwhelming. Everything in us longs to defend ourselves, to fight back, to vindicate our name." But what does David do here? He resolves to trust in God and in his justice, because deep down he knows that God is the savior of those who seek refuge from their adversaries. David is leaning on God, not as a way to escape the troubles of this life, but as an assurance that God will be with him through it all. Thus, note how David ends this psalm. "As for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with your likeness." Whatever happens, David knows that one day he will be at rest in the presence of God. If David knew this, how much more should we who see the length to which God would ultimately go to help us, we who know Jesus, the one called Emmanuel, which means God with us. So where are you feeling accused, misunderstood? Where do you long for vindication? Know, friend, that God sees you and knows you and is right there with you in whatever you face. The one who went to the cross for you won't abandon you now. Close now with this prayer from St. Augustine. Father, I am seeking. I am hesitant and uncertain, but will you, O God, watch over each step of mine and guide me? Amen.